Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk this morning. My name is Tony Bush and I'm in the studio with Randy Meltzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. For those of you who can't recognize Tony's voice, he is suffering from some kind of a disease. Yeah. So, but we'll motor on through.
It's only temporary and I got a little more bass to my voice this morning.
Right, yeah.
But welcome to the show. It's cold outside. We hope you are warm inside. We have an open show this morning. We do not have a guest, so we're going to be encouraging you to call in with some questions and general stuff about business. Randy and I will try to answer your questions, but we want to tell you about the SCORE chapter first. Our Fox City SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We service an 8-county area from Appleton down through Oshkosh and into the Fond du Lac market. We have chapter offices in all three communities. We have about 40 mentors who offer free advice to business owners or those who are thinking of starting their business. So if you have a question about your business, if it's marketing, IT, or intellectual property, or banking and finance, or accounting, or legal, please consider SCORE as a resource for your business. You can learn more about our SCORE services at foxcities.score.org. In addition to the mentoring that we do at the SCORE chapter, we offer some seminars and educational things going on in the community. Randy, tell us a little bit about what's coming up. We have several things coming up now.
Right. We've got a very busy schedule coming up for February, and the first thing I want to mention, of course, is going to be the program that you're going to be doing down in Fond du Lac.
Right.
We have a group down there of mentors, and we're going to be working with the Home Builders Association of Fond du Lac to do a program on the cash flow. Mm-hmm. That you have on that. That's going to be held on February the 26th, and it's going to be at the Home Builders Association offices out on Rolling Meadows Drive in Fond du Lac. Going to be covering cash flow, what it's all about, and then also talking about how to manage your banking relationships and the importance of that in relation to cash flow and being able to manage your funds. Mm-hmm. It's going to be from 12:30 registration. Program starts at 1 and runs until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Cost of that is going to be $25. And, of course, Tony, you're going to be doing the program. So mm-hmm.
What
we'll
day was that again?
That's going to be on
February
26th.
Got it.
Go out to the website at foxcities.score.org and check out as far as registration on that one. The other program we've got coming up in February is going to be the Simple Steps program. That is going to be a series of programs that we have coming up. It's going to be starting on February the 12th. We're going to be doing the basics, what it's all about to be an entrepreneur, what you need to do to have a business plan and all that good information. As I said, that is going to start on the 12th of February. It'll be registration at 8, program from 8:30 until 12:30, and that's going to be at the Copper Rock coffee shop at 210 West College, right downtown Appleton. And we would ask again that you register for that program. It will be an excellent program to get you started in the wonderful world of doing your business plan.
Mm-hmm.
It also is part of five program series. Those will begin then on February 19th and run through until March 12th. Each session has special topics. The next session will be up on business concepts, what kind of target markets, describing your product, all various things as far as getting you started. The third session is going to be on marketing. That'll be covering your four P's of marketing, as well as talking about things like social media, email, website management, a number of different programs in that area. And then session four is the excellent one for those of you who are really getting started. It's financial projections. And in that, you receive a set of templates on all of the different financial forms and documents that you need, including profit and loss statements, cash flow, asset liability management, break-even points, all the various questions that you need to be able to answer to get your business started. And as I said, you'll be on a CD that you can use mm-hmm. to customize for your business plan. And the final session is one that everybody enjoys, and that one is on funding sources. Where do I find the money? And again, we'll be talking about relationships with your banker, mm-hmm. Also the traditional forms of funding, fundraising, as well as the non-traditional, some of the things like crowdfunding and some of those areas. So again, it's going to be an excellent program. As I said, there's five sessions to it. The first one is going to be on the 12th of February at the Copper Rock at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then we'll be on the February the 19th, 26th, March 5th, March 12th. Each one of those are going to be Wednesday evenings, and those will be from 6 to 9 at the SCORE office in downtown Appleton.
Now, we've done that program in the past, and it's been well attended, and it's really appreciated by those who do attend because they learn a lot and they network with each other, and we have SCORE mentors at the event to circulate with the people
attending.
That's the
important part. I was talking to a couple of my clients about this, and the thing that they're going to meet some SCORE counselors, people who can talk to them about their specific problems. That in and of itself is well worth it. The other thing is that each of these sessions, we have experts come in and talk to you about various things. For instance, we're going to have people from Epiphany Law coming in on the first session. They'll be talking about the different types of business structures.
Why this one? Why that one?
Right. I want to be an LLC. Right. I want to be an S-Corp. I want to be a C-Corp. What does that mean legally for you? So it's an excellent program. Each one of the sessions is $25 each. You can register again by going out to the SCORE website at foxcities.score.org and click on the local programs and get yourself registered.
Good. Now, we also have a date for our healthcare seminar, which we tried to put on. We had snowed out one time.
Right.
The speaker couldn't make it in from northern Wisconsin, but that new date is May 6th.
Yes.
May 6th, and there's more to come on that, but watch the website. That's going to be an update on the healthcare bill, the federal healthcare bill, and would like to emphasize that the keynote speaker, Linda Hines from Ellsworth, Wisconsin, is a very recognized expert in this nationally. And she understands the IRS and the health care bill, and she makes it her business to help small business owners deal with this.
Right.
So we're real excited to bring this to you. You'll learn more about that at the website, as Randy mentioned, at foxcities.score.org.
Right. We'll be putting that information hopefully up on the website sometime by midweek.
Right.
So, yes, yeah, get out
You also
there.
Had a flapjack ad, right?
I have a flapjack
ad. Yeah, we had a flapjack ad last weekend.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
I'm involved. One of the other things I'm involved with is the Y Service Club.
You bet.
And that's part of the Fox Cities YMCA group. And on February the 1st, next Saturday, we are going to be having our Pancake Day, which is a pancake and porky breakfast at the downtown Appleton Y. We'd ask those of you who are interested, come on down. It is an excellent day. All you can eat pancakes and sausages, plus all the fixings that go with it. And it's a family-type program for you. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, runs through until 1 o'clock. And like I said, it's all the pancakes and all sausages you can eat. And it's $5 a person, or if you have a large family, maximum is $20 per family.
And it's fun.
And it's a lot of fun. And it also is used to help support all of the youth programs for the Y. So it's a very excellent program.
Yep. Well, thanks, Randy.
Okay.
With all of that, we're going to say thank you to our sponsors who help you receive this program each weekend. They help pay the bills and things. And Randy and I volunteer our time for the SCORE chapter, but we still have some bills to putting the show together, and these sponsors are integral to that success, and we thank them for that. Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hailing CPAs, Epiphany Law, Tuss House. I want to say thank you to eBiz Results in Oshkosh, who helped us build the website for biztalkwithscore.com, and they help us maintain that site. So if you'd like to go to the biztalkwithscore.com website, you can listen to previously recorded shows. We go back over 2 years. It's fun to go back and listen to folks who have shared their stories with us. And also, we want to thank the Business News, Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News, for helping to promote our program in their biweekly periodical called The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business, you really should subscribe to that paper, because it provides us with information of what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin, and that can bring a lot of opportunities to our businesses. $20 a year, well worth the money. With that, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back on the other side. We have no guests today. We're going to have an open show, So we encourage you to call in and help fill the time. Try to stump Randy. We've got them all pumped up today, so try to stump Randy. This is Stump Randy Morning. You're listening to Biz Talk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
And every time it rains, panties from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains panties from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is up, upside down. And trade for a package of...
When I hear that song this morning, I'm thinking, wouldn't it be nice to have rain?
Yeah.
And nice umbrellas outside where it's warm outside. Well, you're listening to Biz Talk this morning. Randy and I are in the studio. We do not have a guest. This is an open show. We're going to be talking about some general information about business owners, about the SCORE chapter, and answering your questions. So in order to answer your questions, we need you to call in. You need to call us at 281-1150 if you're in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, you can call us at 866-887-1150. Randy, let's just talk a little bit about the SCORE chapter and highlight that part of it because that's what this show is all about.
Right.
The SCORE chapter is one chapter of many, 380 or so around the country. SCORE was started back in the 60s. It's free. It was started by the Small Business Administration, and its intent and purpose is to help business owners, motivated people who want to learn, improve the business by using the resources of folks who've been through the mill.
Mm-hmm.
They're retired or they're still in business, but they want to give time back to help others succeed.
Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity for both mm-hmm. sides. It's an excellent opportunity for you out there as someone who wants to start a business, have been in business for a while, or have reached the point where you want to transition your business.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, we have people who can help you in every one of those areas. As you mentioned, we're celebrating our 50th year mm-hmm. of SCORE this year, so we've helped millions of people throughout the country get started and really find out exactly what it's all about to be in business and to have the kind of help that you really need. So instead of raining just pennies from heaven, we can see if we can kind of increase those to dollars
right.
for you. So.
And not only helping people start their businesses, but helping them come to the conclusion that maybe it's not for me.
Yes.
Maybe,
yep.
you know, maybe it, my wife and I just shouldn't start this business right now and we should wait till the kids are out of the house or whatever the situation might be. We help them arrive at an informed decision.
Yeah, I've had, I count a number of successes where we've talked to people. They've had a good idea, but haven't put all of the parts and pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're talking about doing a business plan to be successful, there are a lot of parts that you have to look at. Just having a good idea, one of the things we talk about is, you know, just because you build a better mousetrap doesn't mean they're going to come. Even the mouse won't come if you don't put some cheese in it. So
right.
you've got to get the things put together so that people know what it is you do, know how it helps them, and how you can actually work on developing your plan.
Mm-hmm.
Then, once you have it in place, putting it into operation.
Apply it.
Yeah. So many people have a great business plan, quote, and I've asked them, well, where is it? Well, it's over here in a cabinet someplace.
Right.
I wrote it 7 years ago.
And doing this, going through this process, it's really important to remember that you don't know all the answers.
Right.
You have to talk to other people who have had the experiences, who can bring some advice and guidance to you, the entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And SCORE is one of those free services that's been around for 50 years now and probably be around for another unlimited number of years because there's a need to help people get their businesses started and keep them going and get them through those tough times.
Right. Well, that was the reason that SCORE was formed.
Absolutely.
We the SBA realized that the volatility of starting up a new business, the possibilities of success, I believe the number is somewhere in the neighborhood of 80% in the first 3 years fail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just an unacceptable number.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that the SBA realized is that people like you and I and the other 38 people that are involved in SCORE here in the Fox Cities have a tremendous wealth of information.
Mm-hmm.
Tapping into that, using that to be able to help people succeed in their businesses
right.
has dropped that failure record. With SCORE, we average around 60%. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a pretty, you know, considering. So we have a
better 40, odds for success.
We have a 40% success rate as opposed to a 20% success
right.
rate. That's double. So, yeah, are we worth talking to? Definitely.
Absolutely. Seek us out. And we're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back on the other side. We'll have the longer segment in the program, and we'll be waiting for your calls. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
We're talking about dollars and cents, dollars and cents. Them greenback bills with the pictures of the presidents. Since life is one experience that spares us no expense, we gotta use them dollars with a little bit of common sense. We gotta use them dollars with a little bit of common sense.
That is good advice. That's great advice. And we need common sense all over this world today, not only in business, but that
just
music,
all over, yeah.
That hit it right on the
yeah,
head.
Yeah, that's for
if
sure.
If you're making money and you're in business, use your common sense. Well,
I think we found a theme today. Everybody is just at
good.
Least smiling on, even though the weather is cold and everything else, is, there's a lot of smiles around the studio right now. So, yeah, we're ready to go here.
I was joking before the break about this is Stump Randy Day. This should be Stump Score Day.
Right.
We're score guys here. We have a whole army of score counselors, mentors behind us. So you callers call us in today and try to stump us. We'll have an answer for your question today. If we don't, we'll get back to you.
Right. And while we're waiting for somebody to give us a call, please, what we'd like to do is just go over some things. You had a list there of some tips.
We have some tips for business
for
success.
For business success. Okay.
Now, this is from the entrepreneur.com website, entrepreneur.com. They have good information out there. It's one of the resources we recommend at SCORE. There are 12 tips for success, but there's a 13th tip, Randy.
Yep.
The first tip is contact SCORE.
Correct.
And then from there, we can get into the 12 tips. And where can we reach SCORE?
We can reach SCORE at foxcities.score.org. So,
and call us at 734-7101.
Right.
That's the Chamber's phone number.
Right. Yep.
And someone from SCORE will be happy to talk to you.
Yeah, just so just as a point on that, too, if people are a little nervous about doing that or whatever, once you get onto the website, it's very, very simple. There's an area where it says request a meeting. It takes probably about 5 to 10 minutes to fill in the information. One part of it asks you to be very, very clear on what it is you're looking for to help.
Right.
And the
articulate
reason for that,
your issue.
Yeah, the reason for that is so that we can match you up with the right counselor.
Right.
Otherwise, you get a generalist like me sometimes.
Well, you don't want to have an attorney working with an accounting question.
Right.
Like
right.
we had Mr. Tom D do to one of our guests a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
are you hearing, Tom? You listening, Tom? But yeah, that's a good point. Also, you mentioned in the previous segment that have a passion for your business.
Absolutely.
You know, you have an idea, you're passionate about it. Well, that's the first tip.
Yeah.
Have a passion for what you do, because if you're going into business, it's not a job. It's
Correct.
Not work. You're going to put a lot of hours in it. And if it is work, it's going to be long hours, so it's not fun.
Yeah, one of the fallacies that people have is if I start my own business, you know, I'm going to be my own boss and I can set my own hours. I won't have to work as much as I used to.
Well, that
sounds very good, but in the reality of it is, no, you are going to be working. It's 24/7. You know, it's you are the business. It comes with you, and that's the answer to it. So, yeah, don't plan on not having something to do if you're going to start your business.
Absolutely.
But also, if you don't have that burning desire to work 24/7,
have a passion for your business.
It's
whatever
hard to
you're
have
doing,
success.
Be passionate about it.
Right.
John's on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
You have a question for? We're going to stump SCORE this morning, John. You're going to stump.
Well, I'll give it a try.
All right.
I was watching the Shark Tank show last night, and the question came to mind is, are there any investors in the Fox Valley that would either invest in, the real estate that would go along with a small business or actually invest in the small business itself?
Good question, John. Yes, there are different groups that are available. One of them is out of the Oshkosh area. It's called Angels on the Water. It is a angel investment group, very similar quote to what you would think of as a Shark Tank type of situation, except that they work more with, with startups, smaller numbers, and work more into the area of specialized ideas. So they're not quite as vicious as some of the sharks out there.
Okay. Do they do real estate as well as investing in the business itself?
Most of the angel investment groups I'm familiar with do not make real estate loans. They will do equity investing, you know, the total number of dollars that you need, and that may be to cover the purchase of the building, operating expenses, all of that type of thing rolled into it. But it is an equity investment, so it means that they're taking a part of the ownership of your business.
Okay, so it is similar to the Shark Tank.
Yeah. Now, there are some other angel groups that I've seen that actually are willing to get into, business purchase, property purchase. They're few and far between because, again, the rules, how you put it together and so on are a little bit different. But I have seen some that are willing to do a mortgage kind of a situation as well. So it's one of those things, being creative. There's stuff out there. We have a number of resources at SCORE that we can, target you to. Also going into equity financing beyond the angels. There are other equity financial programs available throughout the state of Wisconsin.
Okay, well,
thanks, John.
I couldn't stump you, so I guess I won't get the T-shirt.
Try again. Thanks, John. Thanks for the call. Okay. Appreciate it. Yeah, Randy, that's a good question because there are always people who are starting businesses looking for help to do it, and there is a very low-profile, quiet community out there of individuals who are just watching for opportunities. They don't advertise themselves. So really, the only way to find those people is through a network. Mm-hmm. Perhaps your accountant may have some folks who are saying to the accountant, hey, I've got some extra money. If you have any opportunities that are worthwhile, I'd be interested in investing.
Right. And there are also some of the attorneys groups and so on in the area who draft up some of the contracts and agreements that you need to have when you're going to be working in an equity situation.
For a startup company to purchase real estate, there ought to be a couple of questions asked there. Mm-hmm. Should I purchase real estate or should I lease it for a while to see if my business works? Leasing can be better than purchasing because if the business doesn't work, then what do you do with the building?
True.
Cash flow-wise, you might get more assistance from a landlord who might assist with the build-outs, the required modifications to the building so that you can run your business.
Right.
So I encourage people who are looking to purchase real estate, have a little track record behind you before you actually embark on buying a building. Another thing that's important is test your market out because where you think you're going to be good for traffic flow.
Yes.
If you build a building or buy a building and that location, it doesn't work out, now you're stuck. But if you're leasing it, you can test the marketplace and see how the traffic flow is.
Yes, absolutely. And the other thing is if you're leasing, the money that you would be using as a down payment, the cash that you need as that percentage of the value of the building itself can be used for other purposes to get your business rolling.
Right.
Again, as opposed to that big downstroke.
Right.
The other thing, I always look at a client and say, okay, fine, do you want to be a landlord or do you want to be in business?
Right.
Once you own your own building, you become your own landlord.
Right.
And again, it's another drain on that time that you have. You only have X number of hours a week. And if part of that now is going to be managing a building, you're taking away from what you really should be doing, which is managing your business.
It all has to fit into your business plan.
Yep.
All got to be balanced. And it's constantly looking at business plans, balancing them out, because every day something happens in our companies and it changes what our business plan might look like 6 months from now. If you'd like to give us a call, 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. Outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. The second of the 12 business tips here is set an example of trustworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
People have confidence in trustworthy individuals, and they want to work for them in a culture of integrity. So if you're going to own a business, start a business, you should be a trustworthy person, and your word should be good, and you're going to be proactive and keep those relationships strong, not only with your customers, but your employees and your vendors and the people who assist you. The third tip is be flexible, except with core values. Don't compromise your core values.
Right.
Fairness is fairness. What's right is right. But be flexible in terms of what opportunities might come your way for your business. Or if someone closes a door on you,
mm-hmm.
be flexible and go find the open door.
Right. When you're looking at running your business, well, first of all, in the Fox River Valley, we understand that honesty is paramount.
Goes everybody, a long way.
Everybody knows everybody.
You bet.
It doesn't take long for good things to get out on the street. It doesn't take long for bad things to get out on the street. So again, yeah, your integrity is extremely important. The other thing, just kind of dovetailing with the first part that you talked about, people do business with people that they know, people that they like, and people that they respect.
They trust, yeah.
Yeah. So you have to have all three of those when you're talking about marketing your business. So be very, very aware of the image that you project, and it has to be an honest image because people can see through it very quickly.
We have Tom on the line this morning. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Yes, listening.
Try again.
Hi, Tom.
I just was, I'm on the road, and I'm picking you up out on Highway 29 eastbound here, coming back from the Wausau area. And
drive carefully.
Drive carefully, yes. The snows are blowing, the winds are blowing the snow quite a bit. But my question is, I believe I went and asked this to Randy last week. I have two clients that are looking for patent attorneys. Do we have any patent attorneys on our score mentors?
We have a law firm that sponsors BizTalk. Epiphany Law has experience with intellectual properties. They've done copyrights and patents. They are also a gateway to a more focused law firm if you would need that for your project, for your patent. But Kevin Eisman is pretty skilled in those business areas, and he's we're just talking about trustworthy, and he's a pretty trustworthy attorney. So that's one source.
The second one also, there's Willem Law.
Tom Willems.
Tom Willems, who's involved. He's an Appleton native, Kimberly Clark background and experience. Mm-hmm. He's a patent attorney and an engineer and has worked with a lot of people in the area to develop their ideas to bring them out. So, yes, in answer to your question, there are resources that we have at SCORE and people that we can talk to you about who can help you bring that product all the way down the line. The patenting program process is a long one. It's not something you just do a couple of minutes. But,
Two, 3 years.
Yeah, but again, and you're 100% correct, you've got to have a good patent attorney. And again, someone you know, someone that has a good reputation.
By the way, your listeners should not think that I'm driving while I'm talking to you. I'm pulled over on the side of the road.
Well, that's
thank
a smart
you, Tom.
Move.
What a great example for the listening audience. Thank you. You be safe out there. Drive safely. We'll see you later, Tom. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Now, the fourth tip in the list of 12 is don't let fear of failure hold you back.
Right.
There's a lot of unknown when you go out into business. You're going into uncharted waters, but that's another reason to contact SCORE, because the SCORE mentors have been there, they've done that, they've seen that, and they can help point out some of the obstacles for you, but don't let fear of failure hold you back.
Yeah, one of the things that we notice when we're working with people developing a business plan is they'll spend a lot of time developing the business plan, then they'll hone it and do a little bit more development and a little development. The project of building the business plan is so that you can get the business started.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what you're trying to do.
Right.
And again, yeah, fear is one of the big obstacles that causes people to constantly rework the plan. I'm not ready. The main key is you're in business to be in business.
Right.
So pull the trigger. One of the comments I use in one of the classes is, if you don't think you look good on a horse,
then you don't.
It's very hard to lead a cavalry charge, and your job is to get out there and lead that cavalry
Number
charge.
Number five is make timely decisions. Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. If there's an opportunity in front of you, take advantage of it.
Right. Yeah.
But again, make it an informed decision, too.
Yeah. A person who is a good entrepreneur has got to be intuitive.
Yep.
So you have to be paying attention to what's going on. One of the points there, too, is, you know, who is your customer?
Right.
You're not your customer. You have to work with other people out there, know what they want, listen to them, and begin to get going on that.
The number six is the major company asset is you. If you're the owner of the company, you're the stimulus, you're the motivator, you're the rah-rah of the company, the asset is you, and the employees are your assets too. because they have the frontline experience with the customers.
Right. Yeah, that's why you brought them in, because they know what's going on. Listen to them.
Yeah.
They're the ones who can answer, you know, what does the customer want?
Mm-hmm. Here's a big one. Keep your ego under control.
Now, absolutely.
That's a natural tendency for people to want to strut and show their ego, but keep it under control and be humble.
Yeah, we're back to the same thing as an entrepreneur. Most people who are good entrepreneurs are what they call A-plus kind of personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that's a great thing to have. But remembering, again, you're not your customer. You have to listen to what the people want, and you have to be willing to change.
Yep.
And that's where your ego can get bounced around pretty bad sometimes.
The eighth one, number eight, is believe. You started this project. You had an idea about a project or a service you wanted to offer. You were passionate about it. Things might set you back a little bit, but hold the belief. Stick to it. Stay focused. Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself, and others will believe in you. Number nine, encourage and accept criticism graciously. And admit mistakes.
Yep.
That's big.
Again, yeah, that ego question keeps coming back around. I've got a whole bunch of great lines I usually use that my dad told me. You know, and you know, that thing is, you know, learn from other people's mistakes, because you don't have time in one lifetime to make them all yourself. Mm-hmm. That's very true. He thought I was trying to, but mm-hmm. I found it, you know, listen to other people.
Number 10 is maintain a strong work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
Set your standards, mm-hmm. be disciplined, and set the example for your customers and your employees, and maintain that strong ethic. Because I know in the banking business, we were in the banking business, if you say something to someone and you say, I'll do that as
mm-hmm.
a banker,
mm-hmm.
and then you back off, you're done.
Yeah.
Your word's no good anymore.
Yeah. No, that's just, you know, common sense.
Number 11, rebound quickly from setbacks. Because we're going to have setbacks. Doors are going to slam shut.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared for the alternative.
Yes.
When you're going into a project, think of plan A, B, and C and have some alternatives. And then the last one is periodically get out of your comfort zone to pursue something important.
Right. Right. Absolutely. When you start talking to people like Steve Jobs and some of those people,
yeah.
their whole thing was to constantly innovate. And again, to do that, you have to step out of what you feel is the comfortable thing to do. Could I add number 13 to that?
Well, number 14, because the 14, first one
we
was
added one.
Check score.
Okay.
Yeah.
The number 14 then would be have a very good team.
Oh, yeah.
And that team is going to include an attorney, an accountant, a banker, an insurance person, and a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every one of those has got to have the word business in the title. I'm a business attorney. I'm a business accountant. I'm a business insurance agent. I am a business banker. And when you start talking about mentors, yeah, score is an excellent way. But I'm sure people out there who are starting their own business also know people who can help them,
right,
that they respect. Set up a advisory board, people that you can bounce ideas off of. It's a great way to do it. And it keeps you from, you know, hitting walls.
Yep. With that, we're going to take our last break. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Little tune. Nice little tune. Is that you whistling, Randy?
No. But that's what we want to work with, is when you get done, we want you to have a fistful of dollars, and then maybe a few dollars more, so
you
good
bet.
Luck.
You bet. That's what you're trying to make money if you're in business. If you have any questions for us, call us at 281-1150, 281-1150. We have a few minutes left here, maybe 4 minutes. We'll take a call. If you're outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. We had an open show this morning. Randy and I were talking about the SCORE chapter and some tips for business success, and wanted to make it interesting and invite some callers. We had a couple callers.
Yep. Yeah, and by the way, I do have one more program that I would like to just mention to everybody, too. Getting information for you when you're starting your business – take advantage of all of the things out there that you can.
Right.
This particular program is coming up. It's going to be on March the 20th, and it is the Cultivate program. This is done twice a year. They do it. It's a series on business growth. This particular program, the keynote speaker is going to be talking about the wow factor. In other words, how to build your clients' loyalty, not by just doing the normal thing, but having something that really gets their attention. And that would be Rhonna Gilbert is going to be that speaker. The program is starts at 7:30 in the morning on March the 20th. It is sponsored by the Fox Cities Chamber and the Cultivate organization. To get all the details on that, go out to their website, which is www.cultivateevent.com. You'll find that there's also a link to that through the chamber office. So, again, it's a very, very worthwhile program. In addition to the keynote speaker, there'll be additional breakout sessions for you, as well as a luncheon for networking.
This is a full-day thing?
It runs through until 12:30, so it's from 7:30 until 12:30.
And you don't have to stay for the whole thing if you don't. If you have to get back to your business or something.
You can pick and choose.
Yeah.
But, yeah, very excellent program.
Is there a cost? I didn't hear that.
Yes, I believe there is, and I don't have the dollar amount.
But that'll be on that website.
That'll be on that website.
Okay.
But
what was that website again?
The website is cultivateevent.com.
Good.
And, okay. Just go out there and take a look.
Well, good. Thanks, Randy. Once again, SCORE brings you BizTalk every weekend, and as part of SCORE, we do free mentoring for business owners or those who are thinking of going into business. We have programs that we've already covered, like Simple Steps, cash flow seminars, and seminars on other topics that might be of interest to business owners. And part of the thing that SCORE is looking for all the time is new mentors. So we'd like to put the invitation out there to you. If you're thinking of possibly being a mentor, a volunteer with the SCORE chapter here in Appleton, please contact us at foxcities.score.org, foxcities.score.org. You can learn about what it is to be a mentor, and we would really enjoy talking to you. We have a number of folks in the process right now, and we keep adding them every month, and we're very happy to have new folks come on board because they bring fresh ideas.
Correct.
Well, we hear the music playing, and that's about the time for our biz tip, and you and I are it, Randy. So
okay.
What's your biz tip today?
My biz tip to you, if you're doing your business plan, is to do your homework. Research, 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 and then document. Mm-hmm. If you have a question, you need to be able to answer it. Where did you get it? What am I going to do? So research, find all the resources you possibly can to help you make a good decision.
Yep, that's good advice, and everyone likes to sleep at night, and when we make bad decisions, we don't sleep so well.
Right.
So you've laid the foundation for sleeping well at night.
Right.
My biz tip is every day we get up and we make decisions in our life and in our business, and I always believe that it's our intent to keep our tuition as low as possible.
Yep.
So when we make mistakes, we may pay a higher price than if we make smaller mistakes. So make informed decisions, keep your tuition as low as possible. Well, we've enjoyed having you with us this morning. It was great talking to you, and we hope to be able to talk to you again next week. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY, and you stay warm out there.
Okay.